across Maya is a violent sickness altering the very form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But six seasoned adventurers, Allegan, gnome sorcerer, Logoth, the bone-armed cleric, Mativis, Varana samurai, Nydia, hag hedgewitch, Ogan the Anvil, human cleric, and Ravi, half-orc magus librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for The Great Old Ones.
I figured that was one of two things when I sat down.
It is the thing you probably thought it was.
Yeah.
But that's what that thing does. That's the nature of that thing. That's what it does. Yeah. But Allegan doesn't know what it is.
Nope.
The party doesn't know what it is.
Nope.
So that's what it is. So back to the party. Speaking of, Ravy, what are you doing?
I am at a locked door. So
no,
I have no idea what has been going on down below.
That door's closed, not locked.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't see Mativis. I don't see Allegan. So I'm pretty sure they're dead. Just kidding. I'm going to call out to Ogan to come to me, as I would like to open a door. And when Ogan gets there, I whisper to him, "Don't tell Nadia about the locked doors behind us."
Nadia, perception check.
I hope people are whispering.
She told him stealthily. But if you roll really good perception, you could hear the word lock. Lock? I want to try to open locks.
I accidentally pushed it twice.
That's a 21. That's not bad. That's not bad.
I do hear the word lock.
I meant a lock of my hair.
Yeah.
I've never read Lock and Key. It's really it's a good graphic novel.
They're all right here. I have them next.
Come check this locked door that I'm standing at right now. Just open it.
Okay.
With your powers.
I want to check for traps.
Okay.
I got a 21.
Does not appear to be trapped.
Okay, I open the door.
Oh, dang it! I was gonna open it.
I just picture that scene from Sherlock Holmes where Nadia's trying to open and Ravi's kicks at him.
That's kind of exactly what I pictured too. I love that movie. The place smells of spices and strong earth. It has large rotting shelves that are lined with glass containers. They seem to be cloudy and overgrown with mold. Rotting cloth, tarnished stoneware, you know, like your plates, your vessels, your bowls, serving kind of dishes and stuff are in here on the shelves. You know, it looks like it's basically just full of rubbish. You can kind of looking around. It looks like you're like a general store of sorts, just a general store that's been left to its own devices and the kind of the ravages of time for, you know, years and years and aeons.
DM, I have a guess. This is ye old kitchen nightmares.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
If I were to go in, could I look down the shelves and see if I find anything that still is in fair condition?
Yeah, you can spend about 20 minutes rubbling through the, or kind of going through the rubbish.
I would like to do that, please.
Okay.
I would like to trash dig.
Trash dig! I will let you know what is happening. What is Ravy and Ogan going in?
I'm going to ask Ravy, what's the deal with this other room over here?
Oh, yeah, that's the locked one. I didn't want her to, like...
Locked!
You're looking for stuff, honey. You're in there for the next
later.
20 minutes.
If you have need of skills, I would like to practice.
Come over here.
Yay! Thank you, Ravy.
Okay, we're going to babysit and let Nydia unlock this door. If there is a gelatinous cube inside, you are automatically going to close the door. Correct?
Yes. I didn't know they were there. I didn't see them.
It's okay. I have a shark steak. We're good.
27 to see if it is trapped.
You do not detect traps.
Then would it be a sleight of hand to unlock it with lockpicking? Like, oh, I guess I don't have lockpicking tools because where would I get them down here? So, just
well,
use my finger claw?
I mean, it's a disabled device check.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's a disabled device check.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Okay.
Oh yeah, that would easily open the lock.
I'm not liking that it's a disabled device check.
Well, that's just the lock. That's the lock picking check for Pathfinder.
Just saying, not liking.
And I believe lock picking tools were found down here already by somebody.
Oh, did I grab those?
I don't know if you got them. Somebody has lock picking tools. Somebody
picked
them up.
If I found them, I threw them in the ooze.
I would think the kid that's not looking at the camera right now. Who's staring down nonchalantly and now is turning the color of his shirt.
Sorry, I actually am looking. I'm trying to take care of something.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But that's neither here nor there because he didn't tell anybody he found him. But don't say your storyteller doesn't plan things and you can't find lockpicking tools down here because they're down here.
So I grumble and I say, man, I wish I had some lockpicking tools. This would probably be easier.
Well, but guess I got we can't open the door.
Oh yeah, you opened the lock. That was easy. Yeah, you popped it. No problem.
I did it.
Yeah.
19.
So you hear the you kind of fiddle in there with your claws, and you hear the tumblers move, and you're kind of feeling your way out because this is the first time you've really tried to open a lock that's been locked, and you pop it, and you get that rush, that warm rush of like, yes, I did it.
Yeah, yeah. I do that.
Because I sharpened your claws.
That's exactly why.
Thank you, Logan. I whisper it because I think we should be quiet.
So okay? What are you doing with the door?
I stand to the side. Or do y'all want me to open it?
What did you say? It's unlocked? Mm-hmm. I'll open
it's
the
unlocked.
Door.
It's unlocked. Okay. I stand to the side.
The room is full of niceness. There are. There are so many cool things in this room. Yeah. So,
I guess we'll be coming back to us.
Well, no, because the guys... Oh. Yeah, Mativis was sitting there with... I mean, Allegan took some time speaking to the element of Plane of Fire and the person he spoke to. So I'll go through what's in the room.
Okay.
So yeah, what you guys see... There's a lot of stuff in here, guys. The door is locked. Nadia will love this. That's what's in my notes. You fiddle with it and the door unlocks. Inside the room is a warm... there's a warm iron cylinder, like the forge you saw in the other blacksmith room. But there are also, around the perimeter of the forge, there are about the thickness of a roll of quarters, and just as high, are these blue crystals. They ring the forge. So Ogun is in here, so immediately Ogun is going to notice that this and these two shelves, this is all mithril. So all of this over here, that's mithril. These two shelves and this giant pile, that's all adamantium. These are two sets of chainmail on like dress mannequins, essentially. This is a set of scale mail with a large shield that looks like it's been finished. This has a bunch of unfinished metal tools on it. This has a bunch of unfinished metal tools on it. And this is a weapons rack.
This place looks awesome! Whoa.
Mithril. I reach down and I sniff the mithril.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. That's a small kingdom's worth of mithril. And
hey,
a small kingdom's
hey, anybody want some mithril? I got some mithril. I got two, I got three. Just give me some mithril.
I sling that myth.
It'll make you see forever.
AC for
I'll
days.
I'll bring up your armor class. Wow.
Yeah, so that's this.
So, Ogun, it looks like we've reached your paradise. The end of your journey is here. Hooray.
I'll see you guys later.
Ogun becomes one with the mithril void.
If there's anything you think either of us could use, let us know.
I'll check out the scale mail.
So the scale mail that's sitting on the table, it is... so there's a helmet, there's a shield, and then there's the scale mail. It's all masterwork quality. All of it has been forged in snake-like patterns, the interlocking of very simple knotwork serpents wind and twist their way across the landscape of the armor and the shield. Staring at it too long makes your head feel kind of swimmy. It's almost as if the artistic care and forge work that was put into this creates a natural dazzling effect as you're looking at it that disorients you. You could see how something like that would be incredibly useful in combat if something was trying to hit you and was having a hard time focusing on you.
It's humanoid size?
Mm-hmm. Medium-sized creatures can wear it.
And can I tell what it's made of?
This is made of mithril.
I'm going to come over here and look at the chainmail.
All right. The chainmail, there are two suits of chainmail. One is made of adamantium. The other is made of mithril. They have been tooled in flourishes that resemble water and waves. Both of them seem to have been crafted by the same hand out of different materials. They look as if the two sets work together in harmony, but they are constructed of sistering materials. So you know that from a forging perspective, adamantium and mithril are sistering materials.
Right. We need to figure out who we're going to give these to.
Want to draw straws?
I know Allegan already had that mithril, already found some mithril.
See, I'd love some, but I'm not in the room, so I can't hear this conversation.
Yeah, these are pretty awesome suits of armor.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I guess we'll inspect the weapons rack as well.
Okay. The weapons rack seems to be a lot of very basically made weapons. It seems like the forger, you can kind of tell looking at it, the person who was making this stuff was practicing weapons craft. It looks like their skills clearly lean more towards armor craft. So that's why the armor is so masterfully made. And the weapons craft seems to be more of a simple tools. Like, they're not poorly constructed, but it's mostly like short swords, plowing weapons, tools that you would use for like agricultural work. It's a lot of like shovels and building tools. It's not a lot of finery that you see in the armor. Like, the armor is artistic. Everything else is very utilitarian and basic.
And they're made of like regular materials.
So know that mithril has an arcane has zero in Maya. Mithril has a 0% arcane spell failure chain. Yeah, okay. So it's caster armor.
Well, we got Allegan and mithril already. Ravy, do you need some new armor?
I don't know. Well, looks like it'll fit. I can always wear something nice and medium.
The chain would definitely fit you. Well, all of it will fit you.
Well then, looks like I get something fun and new to wear.
Well, there's four. Let's see. Allegan already has mithril. There's three suits of armor and four of us.
Does mine look like the like shimmer metal bikini that like Janelle Monáe wore in like the Make Me Feel video? Because if that's it, then I'm just going to put that on right now.
No. It's actually all fairly flowy. Like, if you can picture a really well-crafted statue with silks, like how it's very form-fitting.
I'm just going to pretend it's a Steve McQueen design.
Go for it. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Good. I'm going to put it on.
Which one are you putting on? There's an adamantium and a mithril chain, and then there's the scale mail.
I'm going to pick them both up and say, which one looks better on me? Does this one, like, make my hips look wider?
Even Ogun knows not to answer that question.
This one makes me look nerdier. The nerdier one wins. Just
think,
a hint.
I think whatever you'd feel most comfortable in would be fine.
Which one's like I can maybe push Logos off of a cliff and will still survive?
You would probably lean more towards the mithril than the adamantium.
Mithril it is.
Yeah. So you slip that on and you feel like that +6. Chain armor is probably pretty damn cool. 0% chance of spell failure, +16. You would have to have below 16 dex for it to affect anything. So you're basically, what it means is you would have to be like down to 1 dexterity for your dex to even be hindered by this. It's light armor. It's considered weightless. And it gives you +6 to your AC without any spell failure.
Probably Nydia would want the adamantium because she's a caster as well.
Nydia walked away because armor does not interest her. It's not useful for witches.
Oh, okay. Cool.
She went back to the spice room.
So we'll say you guys are wrapping up at the chair right now.
I'll just pull the rope so Allegan's like on my back and go find the others.
Okay.
You can untie me now. This is Done with the chair.
Safe word.
I'll put him down.
So we'll say you guys get to that, get over to that room if that's where Matuvis wants to go.
Matuvis, I think I have a suit of scale mail that would probably suit you over there.
Ooh, fancy.
That is a very fancy suit of scale mail.
And since I'm also a caster, I will pick up this mithril.
Okay. Tell me when you put it on.
I'll try it on now to make sure it fits.
Okay. You hear in your head, Ravy, still fits like when I was a young boy, as you can hear Ogun's voice wordlessly nice. In your mind.
Nice.
And you hear, without her saying anything, Ravy going, nice, nice.
I look at Ravy, I'm like, are we like Wonder Twins now or something?
You guys can not only share, while wearing the armor, you guys can not only share thoughts over any distance, but once per day, you can share spell slots. So if either of you run out of spares, if either of you run out of spell slots, the other one can compensate if they allow it.
I have a lot of spell slots,
their spell
bro.
Slots to cast.
Me too. Wow, that is so awesome.
It's they're the spell sharing.
I'm gonna light Matuvis on fire.
So with the adamantium armor, because there's one suit that's adamantium, one suit that's mithril. So with the adamantium, you gain a +4 on all of your attacks. And the armor gives you a +4 to your AC.
This is the shopping episode, but I'm very excited by stuff y'all found.
Wow.
So as long as you're wearing the armor, it gives you masterwork with whatever you're holding, essentially. So like any weapon you wield or choose to wield, it works as if you're wielding a masterwork weapon.
So you're proficient in any weapon, even weapons you're not normally proficient in?
No, because proficiency would be the ability to actually, like, wield the weapon effectively. But anything he wields while holding the weapon would give him the ability to get a +4 to the attack.
And that's what mastery is.
Right, the masterwork perspective of it, yeah. That's what the adamantium suit bestows.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Okay, so the scale mail, it's got a helmet. It's got a shield, and it's got the heft chest piece of armor. It's got all these coils. So the knotwork looks like Celtic snakes. So it's base +5, which means you're getting a +3 to the 5. So you're getting a +7 in total from the armor. On top of that, naturally, because of the way it's made, this is not a magical effect, which means it can't be dispelled if somebody throws like a dispel magic out or whatever. You get a natural +2 to all deflection bonuses. And if anybody makes like a spot or perception check on you, they are at a -2 while you're wearing this armor because of the nature of the tooling and design of it. It screws with their head. It's hard for them to kind of see where you are and like how to hit you because of all the knot work and design work on it. It actually causes them to physically not be able to like, it's like looking at a magic eye poster. They're not sure how to focus their eyes right, so they can't quite see the dolphin. It just looks like a bunch of weird shapes, so it messes with their perception. And the shield, once you put it on your arm, you feel like once per day, if you think about it really hard, a serpent made of these knots, this very two-dimensional Celtic knotwork serpent, will leap out and bite at your enemy.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
Sounds like we're having fun. Allegan, how are you feeling?
A little wiped, but
He told the potential demon his full name, so he might have someone hunting him down.
It wasn't a demon, I don't think. At worst, it was an elemental in disguise.
Yeah, at worst.
So you made a boyfriend.
Made a friend, that was a guy.
Or maybe it's a bae friend. It's a friend. It's good.
I don't know that I would even say friend, but it was a friendly interaction.
Are you dating now?
No.
I hope so. Anyway, come into this other room with me. I think you totally need to check it out.
The prettiest of trolls. The prettiest person on Maya, in his opinion, is who Maddie talked to. So, Nighty is going through she's trash diving. And yep. Allegan and Ravy are in this room now. So, as you're standing in here, you see these three tables. They're covered with, these are the rubies, and these are the sapphires separated by tone, and these are the emeralds. And there's some There's some maybe diamonds glittering from back here. This looks like a large vault, like a bank vault.
Okay.
But it has these rusty holes through it here and here and here.
I thought you'd like this room.
And what did you say was on the three empty tables?
Piles of rust.
Piles of rust.
Mm-hmm.
Did Ogun mention rust monsters a moment ago?
Not to anybody else.
Not to anybody else.
But I have telepathic link with Ravy now. Do I see through her eyes as well, or just able to talk to one another?
You can just talk to each other. You can't see through. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the gems look nice. I don't know. Was there anything magical in here?
Back in the vault itself.
Well, there's this whole other room over here. I haven't looked through it yet.
This vault room?
Yeah.
So you guys move back that way. And I would like the two of you to roll initiative. As these two large roach-like beings with feathered antennas. They're about 5 feet long, and they're the cover of rust.
I hate rust monsters.
Both of their antennas whip up, and they start dangling towards you, and you would both be really aware that these are rust monsters. And any metal they touch, they will destroy.
Oh, I didn't even get to say, raid! No, I'm just kidding.
Their little feather antennas are whipping out towards you guys. One of them is about 10 feet away, and the other one's probably about 20 feet away. But you can definitely see them. They're just kind of these big brown roach-looking creatures. They're about 4 foot long, and they stand probably about 2 feet off the ground. Their antennas are probably another foot in total, and they have they end in like feathers, it looks like, as opposed to like a frond or a bulb. It's like a little feather, and it's whipping through the air. And Ravy, you were top of initiative.
I'm going to pop over here.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast a fireball.
Okay.
Cast it. Is it doing? No? Okay, fine. Cast a fireball first. I was going for the one on the right.
Well, you're
going
to hit them both because you're inside of a concealed area. So, yeah, they're going to both take... let me pop some reflex saves. 18 doesn't beat your 23, though. That's your damage.
18 is my saving throw.
Sweet, so I'm taking half. One of them's taking half. The other's taking half. Look at that.
Okay.
They rolled really well, a 15 and a 19. Good job, Rust Monsters. So they're going to take half of 23, which would be rounded up, so 11.
Okay.
Yeah, and they kind of hiss, and their little feathers are singed. What's Allegan doing, Maddie?
Well, since I don't have any innate magic, will the wand of magic missile still work?
Yeah, all of your items work. You're just drained of your spells.
Personally drained. Got it. All right, well then I'm going to shoot this guy closest to us with the wand of magic missile.
Okay. Roll that damage.
Is that correct? Yes.
So 12 points.
Pop, pop, pop. I'm going to start making my way this way, going, Ogun! Ogun!
Ravy and I have our Wonder Twin powers now. Wouldn't I know what was going on?
You would, indeed.
Yes. I was
you would not
say,
hear.
Can I psychically send him a message?
Yes, you can.
It's, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap.
All right, I look at Matavis and say, something's going on, dude. I'm getting an oh crap message from Ravy.
That could mean many things. I pick up my new...
I don't think it's a good oh crap.
I draw my sword and pick up my new shield and tap my chest again. Let's try out this new shit then.
So when you tap it, you kind of feel the knotwork snakes kind of working their way, like fixing and flexing as you move. I'll drop you guys into initiative at the... you guys can roll at the bottom of the order and we'll start. Maddie, you've run. Rust monsters get an action. They're going to come try something. I mean, they're just going to do their best. So let's see what they do. So the first one's going to try to hit Ravy. 7 hit you?
No.
Does a 20 hit you?
But my AC is 11.
Okay, so it would have hit your AC, but your fancy new armor. Where's the armor? It's back in the...
It's a 10.
Yeah, it's plus 10, isn't it? So then it would have been a 21, so no.
Okay.
Didn't hit you.
And I still need to put that armor in eventually. I apologize.
No, you're good. You're good. So yeah, it looks like it hit you, but it was just enough. And that's their actions. That's all they get to do. In rotation. So let's see. If you'll throw me initiative, John Michael and Jim. Ogun on a 5.
I'm so quick.
You're quick and nimble. You go crazy when
cat
you
cat like reflexes if the cat is Garfield.
Yeah, I'm over from down. I got a natural 20 on initiative. That's going to probably be my best roll of the night.
Nice. All right, so Logoth is going second with a 20. Ravy's 18 puts her third. Maddie got a 15, so that puts him fourth. The Rust Monsters are on a 12, and then Jim is on a 5. Good job, Ogun.
Yeah.
He likes to survey what everyone's doing. Plan his attack.
So, Mativis, go ahead and make your move.
If I dash, I'll be able to get into the room, won't I?
You could at least get in there, yeah. So you run, Logoth, the monkey man, does like a kind of cartwheel sprint over your shoulder through the door, rolling into the room. And then it's that's you.
Yeah, at this point, I'm just trying to get visual on what's going on, what's happening.
You can see two rust monsters coming out of this kind of the gray area. It's a vault. You can see that there's like a steel bank vault that's been built into this dawnstone room. There's these tables. Some of them are covered in gemstones. Most of them are covered with like rust. And you can see that there's been holes rusted into the side of this kind of bank vault. And there's two sets of these feathery antennas just flipping through the air. And Ravy's standing inside, words of magic burning kind of in the air. You can smell the whiff of octarine ozone. She's clearly just dropped a fireball. There's still kind of heat smoldering on the sides of the interior of the bank vault. She laid some spell about, for sure.
Do I have a clear line of sight without risking hitting Ravy?
I mean, what are you throwing?
Searing light?
Yeah, you could hit this one. You couldn't hit the other one.
Okay.
You're blocked behind the wall.
Let me throw down a searing light then.
Okay.
You know what?
So,
I'm going to save the searing light. And hold action, pardon me.
Okay. So then that's going to bring us to Ravy. What's your move?
I am going to cast my last fireball.
Okay.
Got to break on through.
Break on through.
To the other side. Break on through. The other side.
Dad, 26, man. That's nice. Failed. Failed. So we're taking full damage this time. One of them is toast. And one of them just kind of pops. It's like you can watch its carapace. It just gets so overheated that it cracks and just kind of pops and falls. The other one does not look like it's long for the world.
I am going to move further into the vault.
Okay.
There.
All right. This one I'm going to remove because it's dead. All right. That would take us to Maddie. What's your move?
Going to pop out from behind Logoth and fire off another magic missile.
Okay.
Kibiu! Oh, no.
8.
Oh, a beautiful 8.
Pew. Pew, pew, pew.
You feel like it did some damage. It did some good damage, but not enough damage.
Don't worry, guys. I'm here to help.
I'm here. I'm helping. I'm helping.
I helped.
It's going to turn around.
This is what you get for sitting in the high chair.
Yeah. Whoa. 20. But 23, yeah, 23 will hit you. So, Ravy, I need you to make a dexterity check.
Okay.
Ooh, that's bad news bears.
Wah, wah.
All right, let's see what happens.
No face hugger.
No, it's gonna turn something you've got into rust.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, but it can't affect your sword because that is immune to those effects.
Not the bag. It's gonna be the bag.
Not the spiffy armor.
Oh, yeah. Does it turn mithril to rust? Oh, crap. Well, it worked while I needed it.
Yeah, I mean, that's... So the save is DC con, so yeah, roll a con check.
Okay.
It's going to be your constitution score. And if this is not...
How about you do something good?
This is not a high number. Oh, man. You made it by one. It's that fucking racial modifier.
God, I love being half-orc sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, no, you made it by two. It was DC 16. You got it. Okay. Yeah, you made it by two. It was DC 16. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, so, there's...
It's okay. Oh.
The armor now looks like older, but it definitely, it is not a piece of just garbage. But that came close. That came, like, wicked close. Wow. Good job. And it's still alive, so anything's possible, guys. That would put us on... Jim, what are you doing? What's Ogun doing?
All right. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I get 60 if I dash?
Yes.
About 40, 45, 50, 55. You're going to die here and be like, what's going? Oh, no.
The bane of your... The bane
I hate frost monsters.
I thought you could throw Mew Mew.
I hate frost monsters. Ah,
you can see it through this little hole right here in the wall.
I'm pretty sure Ogun can hear me go, oh crap, I just messed up my armor.
It actually sounds like there's static now. You've got like a bad connection. You can hear it. It's just more funny. It's
come
not.
In. Come in, Ravy. Hello.
Yeah. You're out of network range. You're on LTE.
With no bars.
Instead of 4G.
Suddenly we're on AT&T.
Yeah. Start dropping calls. So yeah, that's that puts us back, what, at the top of the order?
Should.
Yeah, that Mativus. What's Mativus doing, Matt?
If I attack a rust monster with a sword, does that damage the weapon?
No, it only so a rust monster only damages if it rolls and hits. So, like, its body itself does not have the rusting properties. There are monsters and entities out there that do those things, but the rust monster actually has to, like, hit you with its little feathered antenna for the rust effect to happen.
Little bitch.
Thank you, Becky.
Did you just call a rust monster a little bitch?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm gonna roll in here, then, and attack.
Okay.
I'm hoping it's quite dead.
Oh, it's close. The pew-pew helped.
I was real close with that last one.
No, 20 will hit it. 20 will hit it. And 10 is more than enough damage. It has 4 hit points left. So 10 is more than enough damage to take it out. So Mativus rolls in and just it cuts into this thing. Splits through its carapace. Sends a little bit of its kind of gross ichor splatting onto the floor. And its little antenna twitches and it just stops.
I stand up from the roster slash and do the Cloud Strife victory.
I remind Monkey Magic that I'm the one who did most of the damage.
Okay, I'm impressed you didn't set any of us on alight there. But you're welcome.
I remind both of them that where there are two rust monsters, there are probably more.
I don't know, this place looks pretty empty.
So, like, standing in the vault, you see a heart-shaped ruby. It's actually on the floor, on the map, if you look. It is in the shape of a heart, an actual heart. Like, not a butt-cheeks heart, but like with ventricles and arteries, and somebody made a heart out of a ruby. So that's on the floor next to a 5 foot wide by about inch and a half foot tall pile of diamonds.
I take one of the lock boxes that I've got on my belt and slide it over to Ravy and go, fill it up.
Just kick it across the floor.
Yeah, like a ghost trap.
Yeah.
I pull out a book.
Okay.
And I open it.
Okay.
Like a claw mouth. I close it around the heart ruby.
Okay.
And I pick it up.
make a dexterity check to see if you're nimble enough to. Well, no, it's less like, oh, it's a trap, and more just like you're trying to pick up a very awkwardly shaped gemstone with a book.
I'm not gonna touch it.
With a 16, yeah, you manage to like kind of claw pick it up.
I'm gonna put it. Is the box open?
Yeah, I did before I kicked it over.
Okay.
I'm gonna drop it in.
Okay, plink, falls in the box.
Do we need any of this other stuff?
Oh, the diamonds.
Okay. Grab a diamond or a few in the book.
That gem looked pretty interesting. Do you reckon it could be magical at all?
I mean, you can use your tail to pick these up much faster.
I think your book's good.
I don't want it to get cut.
Likewise.
They're diamonds.
Well, your diamonds are a girl's best friend, so.
Well, but your tail will grow back.
Tables.
I'm sorry, what was that?
While they're arguing, can I look at the rest of the gems on these tables out here?
go for it. I just don't want to cut them off bitching.
No. I don't want to either. I just want to. Please, continue your friendly banter.
I like to think that Ogun actually said that out loud while he just, like, walked.
Oh, he totally did.
Yeah. My man. Oh, shit. There's, like I said, there's just a shit ton of diamonds. On top of that, there is a pile of rubies on the table that has the red stuff on it. There is a pile of sapphires. There's a 10-foot wide by quarter of an inch tall pile of sapphires ranging every spectrum of the color blue.
I'm
on that
take
table.
Some of those with my book.
And then there's like a 2-foot wide pile of emeralds. It seems like there's less emeralds than anything else, and they're all really high quality. Like, all of the gems are kind of in a raw state. The diamonds have been, most of the diamonds have been faceted. That ruby heart has been faceted, and all of the emeralds have been faceted. But one in every like 300 of the other gems have been faceted. Most of them are just in a raw state. They still need to be worked by like a jeweler. And for the listeners at home, I just got a text message from Vanessa from Crown of Queens. And she says, don't touch it. Guys, have a great game for the great old ones party. So I think it's awesome that she just sent that over. That's really funny. Our team loves each other here at oldmagicgaming.com. So yeah, that's what you see on the table. What? Yeah, you touch everything.
But if we don't touch nothing, how do we learn anything?
Well, you, Jim and Maddie are at the other game's table. They know, like Vanessa Constance, like, you know, like Ravi says, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't, like, she brings it up in the other game. It happens all the time. Pretty great.
It's our first crossover.
Yeah. It's a shoot message spell. She's at some private lake getting ready to see a concert of some sort.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
In Vogue, I think.
Wow, In Vogue are still touring? That's awesome.
I was like, I thought they were all dead.
I have no idea. But yeah, that's what E-N, new word, Vogue.
Yep.
Yep.
That's In Vogue.
Oh, never gonna touch it. Never, never gonna touch it. What's that?
You ain't. I don't know. What's...
So, Ravy, why did you call me in here?
We were exploring.
Okay.
Listen, the doors were open. There are no doors. It's just open walls.
Was there something you wanted me to look at, or...?
Well, everything on the tables, obviously. And this weird, creepy heart ruby that we just found.
Okay, well, hold on to it. I don't know, something's wrong. I'm not feeling 100%, so I might have to hold off on checking that thing out.
Wait a second, why aren't you... What's wrong?
Well, it's kind of a side effect when you tell other dimensional demons your name and location.
You did what?
I pulled him out before he did anything worse.
Why did you let him do it in the first place?
Came to tell you we were doing it.
What did you talk to?
If anything, this is your fault.
How is it my fault?
We asked you about the chair. You did not advise.
The chair that I said... don't sit in?
I'm pretty sure you said,
I think you said you didn't care.
This one's on you, ma'am.
Well, it wasn't an other dimensional being. It was a troll that was on the plane of fire.
In another plane.
So it was a troll in another dimension is what you're telling us.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't sound like another dimensional being.
There were dwarves. I haven't met a dwarf I didn't like.
You told it your name.
Told it my first name.
And what did it say in response?
Did you tell him where you were?
On the material plane.
And did you tell him where you were from?
Oh, yeah, I pulled him out before you could tell anything else.
I'm just going to face palm, kind of look down.
Ogun face palms and starts casting Detect Magic, by the way.
On the art ruby.
Okay, so he's doing that. I'll get to that when you get through the time period for it. What are the rest of you guys doing to argue? I'm hoping
you're not feeling well.
But Chow
sitting on the chair.
I mean, somewhere around that time, yes, it might be connected. It could also have something to do with we're in a city of jugs or bugs or whatever those things are called.
Yeah, but everybody else is feeling fine.
Maybe it's your new friends sapping your energy.
Anyone else in the party talk to extra-dimensional beings? Raise your hand.
Pretty much everybody's hand should be up right now.
Logoth's bone arm goes up.
How are you feeling, Logoth? Okay?
On the rig, yeah. Feeling okay.
This is just you out again.
So there were dwarves around. It was a troll.
Now, they were preparing for something.
Did you hear anything that they were preparing for? Like a chant? Or any background noise?
No, there's no chanting. At least none that seemed magical in nature. Yeah, there was some familiar singing. I don't know, maybe a bar song I heard somewhere or something.
Do you know where the chair appeared on the other side?
Somewhere outside of a city.
Were they traveling with the chair?
Well, the chair, I don't think, had a physical representation over there. It just sort of...
projected you.
Projected.
But don't you have to have another piece on the other side?
Well, I mean, it's a piece of something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's entirely possible whatever it's missing from is over there.
And it was nighttime. They were preparing for something.
Mm. As much as one can detect night on the plane of fire, I don't...
Did you physically interact with anything? I'm not talking about talking to something...
Yeah.
I'm not talking about smells. Did you physically interact with anything?
I did not.
Okay. Well, then we have absolutely no idea if you actually were there or not there.
He looked pretty rigid when he was sitting in the chair. He was speaking, but he wasn't really moving.
Matt, yeah, it seems.
Yeah.
Make me a spellcraft check.
Well, I'm just curious if it was him speaking through something or if it was his physical projection that was there.
You wouldn't be able to conjure unless you were there. The cantrip, like, you would have had to have at least been between the two worlds. So partially phase shifted is where you're thinking in your brain.
Okay.
You can tell them whatever you want. I just want you to have the, you know what I mean? I just want Alligander.
Right.
Okay.
Real quick, while you guys sort this out, I'm going to step outside just so nothing sneaks up on us while you're discussing this.
No, you're detect magic.
Do I detect magic?
Yeah, you do. And I was going to tell, but it takes... What?
I'll say, okay, that ruby's magical. I'm going to go stand guard while you guys argue.
Okay.
All right. Should we go back to the chair and inspect it?
You know, I'm just putting this out. I feel like $100, pardon me, I feel like 100 gold pieces. I can identify anything you guys have on you. It's going to take a little bit of time, but if you've got a little bit of time, I'm your man.
I say we're not going anywhere right now, so we should might as well try to figure it out.
No, I'm definitely down for that. And with that, I cast, do you still have the ruby heart out?
Yeah, it's on the, I've put the box on the table.
Guys?
What? What's up?
We don't see nothing.
Yeah, we're in a room.
Oh, I thought the wall was crumbled.
No, Dawnstone, everything in the city is fine.
Okay.
Ogun's gonna see it. Because he's gonna see it when he walked out the door.
I'm getting a psychic message from Ogun. There's something going on outside. I feel like Diana now. Like, I'm like the most useless member of the crew. I sense emotion, Captain. No shit.
Right. No shit. Everybody's got emotion. Ask the fucking robot what the computer said.
Except half
even
the time.
Data has emotion.
I can't tell what it is.
Half the time you have to go, I sense nothing.
I I think they're disgruntled, but I can't tell because I'm the worst fucking psychic on the planet.
Meanwhile, they're opening fire on the Enterprise. Yeah. They might be upset.
It could be hostile.
Hey, man, we might get to see Troy again because they just announced Jean-Luc Picard today, like not even 2 hours ago. Jean-Luc Picard is coming back.
Yeah.
In Trek. Like, we're getting Picard. I hope he just stays on the fucking vineyard. Like, I hope he just stays in France, like, solving anthropology mysteries or something. It's just like a Murder, She Wrote on, like, Federation Earth. With, like, old ass.
With fighting his brother every so often.
I am betting.
Fight with his brother.
It's just going to be a holodeck-ish episode. That's
yeah,
all it is.
That's all. Yeah. Well,
if he's on the vineyard, it'd probably be just his face on a wine bottle. Like, in the
Riker occasionally shows up to do the Captain Morgan stance for no reason in the background.
Just get with the new microphones, you pick up the creaking of his knees as he's...
And now, since I've alerted everyone to trouble, perhaps we should...
Yeah, now that we've stalled long enough.
Yeah,
please tell me what I'm seeing here.
Okay, so you walk out the door, and what you see as you walk out the door is a little startling. What you see is Ravenloft. Wait, what? No, that's a different game altogether.
Fucking smoke, dude.
You see is not startling.
As you exit the jewelry store, you see that there's been kind of a partial stone walls erected around the perimeter of the building that you're in. It's kind of blocking you off and kind of keeping you in this little enclosed area. It looks like you can tell just looking at it that somebody's cast some sort of stone shape and just brought the earth up and created kind of a like a cage.
Is that where the red line is now?
That's what the red line is, yeah, on the map.
You liar. You said you were measuring something.
I was measuring.
Liar.
I was measuring the stone wall.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Hey, at least I'm not talking to a troll. So that's what we call deflection. Deflection. So what you see are Gugs. They're these giant, 8 foot tall, bestial, furry beings. Their hide is this kind of gnarled, almost like boar bristle fur. And it's so dark that they look two dimensional. They have these vertical slits down the middle of their faces.
On Star Trek The Next Generation.
What's wrong?
I wish I could say.
What is it?
I don't know.
I'm sensing nothing from them, sir.
I sense nothing.
And now, the conclusion.
I sense nothing.
I'm sensing nothing from them, sir.
I wish I could say.
I can usually feel something.
I should be sensing something.
I wish I could say.
I can usually feel something.
I'm sensing nothing from them, sir.
I sense nothing.
How are you feeling?
Beverly, I can't do my job.
Shut up.
Is this counselor?
Counselor? Diana, are you all right?
Just a moment.
I can't do my job.
Yes.
You see the counselor to her quarters?
Aye, sir.
No, stop. Everyone,
I think I'd better go to my quarters.
You are certain you are well?
I just need some rest. Thanks. Computer, I would like a real chocolate sundae.
This unit is programmed to provide sources of acceptable nutritional value.
Deanna! Security, override the lock on Counselor Troy's quarters. Now! What's wrong?
Yes, Bridge. He can hear you.
Come.
You wanted to see me, Captain?
Yes, Consul.
Your service aboard the Enterprise has been exemplary.
You don't know what you're talking about. I've used very poor judgment.
Yes, please get to the point.
It's time I resign as ship's counselor.
Why?
Just accept my resignation.
I'm sorry, I really am too busy for this kind of nonsense. Deanna. Do I have to call security